Finally, to the story of an 8-year-old American boy who apparently saved his father from being crushed by a car. J.T. Parker has become a bit of a media sensation since the extraordinary feat. People are wondering where he got the strength to jack up a car, which took both his father and brother to lift. JT's answer is that he was helped by angels, and his mum agrees. Bola Masuro has been speaking to the Parker family.
My sons and I were working in the backyard to fix our car. We were pulling some axles off the car, and in the process, well before we pulled the axles off, we jacked the car up together, my 17-year-old son and I. And in that process, my older son, Mason, cut his hand really bad on the fence that was in the same area. So he went inside to address the injury on his hand. During that time, I thought I would try to pull the other axle off the car. So I climbed under the car, and I was pulling on the axle, and I couldn't get to it just fine, so I had JT help me. I had him help me adjust the jack a little bit, and in the process, the jack fell down, and the car fell on top of me. And at this time, I couldn't breathe, and so I quickly yelled out to my son, JT, jack up the car quick. And the next thing I remember, I was getting pulled out from under the car by my older son, Mason. And at that point, he immediately called 911 to get the help we needed there.
JT, do you mind telling me what you were thinking when you saw the car fall on your dad?
I just started jumping on the jack handle because I knew that my dad needed help getting the car off of him.
So how did you manage to jack it up, considering they struggled so hard? How easy was it for you to jack the car up?
Really hard.
I understand, though, that you feel that you got some extra help. Is that the case?
I think I was getting help from angels.
And why do you think that, JT?
Because I couldn't do it myself.
Maybe I can speak to your mum, Jody.
Yes.
I understand that when the car fell on your husband and when all this was happening, you were out. Can you describe for us the scene that you met when you got back home?
Nobody was around, so I went outside and did yell for their names to see if they would answer and I could find where they were. And this little JT came rounding the corner and he had a really worried and concerned look on his face. And he just took his two hands and motioned for me to follow him. And I just took off running. And when we got to the place where he was leading me in our yard where they were working, I found my oldest son on the phone with 911 and my husband laying under a car, lifeless.
It's miraculous that a young 8-year-old who weighs so little managed to jack up a car that both your husband and your son Mason had struggled to do together.
Exactly. We are quite religious people and we believe in God and we believe that angels are closer than we realize sometimes. And the only sense that I could make out of it was that he had some divine intervention that day, that all of us did.
If JT wouldn't have been there, I wouldn't be alive today.
Well done, JT.
Thank you.
JT Parker ending this edition of the Global News podcast. An updated version will be available to download later.